Well, good evening, everyone. My name's Warren Lance, and I want to welcome you to the weekly Take Action team call, where each week, not only do we want to inspire you into taking action, but we really want to give you some tools to move your business forwards. And this evening, you're in for an absolute treat. We have an amazing, amazing woman who's actually, between her and her husband, have gone to number one money earner in Isagenics. Bounces between number one and three. They've only been in the company 4 years and they're crushing it. And she's going to share a little with you about her journey. But a big, big part of that is casting a vision, not only for herself, but for her team. And it's their buy-in and their belief in what's possible that her team members end up linking arms. And you know what? They've become an unstoppable force. And what's so beautiful about this amazing woman's journey is she's managed to bring her sister along with her, and her sister's equally having spectacular success. So it isn't just about Tanya. It's literally about the team. And that's what I really love about her. So it's my absolute privilege to welcome to the call this evening, 14-star platinum, 14-star executive, none other than Tanya Kirkpatrick. How are you doing, Tanya?
I'm good. Hi, thank you so much. I feel honored to be on the call tonight. Thanks for having me, Warren.
It's always a treat. I mean, we were just down at MYKO, and I just felt blessed that Arlene and I hung out for a few extra days, and our families got together, and we played games in the evening after dinner, and it's just like, you know what, you're a real person. You and Jeremy are just a couple that have bought into this Isagenics vision, and you know what? You've rolled up your sleeves and really got to work. I mean, if I roll back the clock of time 4 years, and I mean 4 years, it's gone quick. My understanding was is you were doing eyelash extensions for girlfriends in your home, and Jeremy was an equipment financer. For the construction industry. Mm-hmm. So what got you into Isagenics in the first place?
That's really funny. Social media is a great thing. And I watched a girlfriend of mine. Prior to, Jeremy had lost his gallbladder. And a month later, I had a surgery. And they re-put me back together after having four babies. And so I thought to myself, okay, my mom and my family on my mom's side really struggled with their weight. They're from the South, and so they like a lot of fried foods. And I was like, oh my gosh, I was paranoid that that was going to be like me when I was getting older. And so after that surgery and the financial duress because the economy had started to tank, Jeremy was really struggling with his digestive system. I reached out to a girlfriend, and I was like, you look amazing. And our kids grew up together. We knew each other for 10 plus years. I trusted her. And I knew she was totally out of her element. She was on the top of a mountain calling it her office. And she was glowing. She looked beautiful. And so I was like, let's go to lunch. So I went to lunch with her. And I was like, listen, I don't eat things out of a package. Thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate it. And I came home. And instead of buying a value pack, it was a president's pack at the time is what it's called, I went and bought like a $500 juicer, and my husband was so upset with me. And I was like, but I got it on sale, and I used my 30% off coupon at Kohl's. And we like wasted more of the produce that we got for this juicer than, you know, what we were really, and I wasn't having the results that my girlfriend was having. So I called her back and I was like, listen, I'm skeptically going to get started. My husband didn't really know that I saved for 3 months. Like, this was a series. So I didn't say yes at the beginning. I need you guys to hear me say that. And I never came for the business. I came because I felt miserable, and I put on 30 pounds, and I was like, I feel like I was just ballooning. And everybody that I laid on my table for eyelash extensions were talking about the same things. They couldn't sleep. They were like not feeling good. So I said, I am trying this, but you told me there's a 30-day money-back guarantee, and I don't want your feelings to be hurt when I return it on day 29, because I don't believe in things that come in packages. I just don't. And I think if you're going to be healthy, you should have, you know, go to the store and shop around and get all the produce and then, you know, fix your dinners. And it's about what you can control. And so I got started, and on day four, I slept all night long. And I have had so many networkers come and try to recruit me into their businesses. And I had sworn off network marketing. My sister's beautiful. She has had almost 20 years in the network marketing, and I worked with her for a year. I actually have a picture I'm going to post this week, and I have a big power post with it, because I don't look even remotely confident in this picture. And I respect my sister. My mom introduced us to network marketing because she was a part of a makeup company when I was growing up. And we were on a tour of corporate one day, and I was like, oh my gosh, I got all teary-eyed. I'm like, mom is the one who introduced us to network marketing. She showed us what that was. And I had been in the top of another company. I earned this really great cruise, and they were like, yeah, you can go, but your husband can't. And I was like, you're kidding me. And I was 8 months pregnant, and I wasn't going by myself. So that was like, whatever. And then I sold candles for basically cash out of my house. It bridged the gap for us in an, you know, economy time. I went and got my eyelashes done, and I thought I could do this. So I taught myself how to apply eyelashes, the false eyelashes, because I'm gritty. Like, I'll figure it out. And we were like not going to be able to make our house payment. So I get started. Day four, I sleep. I look at my husband, he's like, I want you to order me my own pack. And I was like, then you got to save in your underwear drawer in an envelope like I did. And he started laughing. He's like, no, I really, Tanya, I'm miserable. I want my own pack. I want the vitamins. And I remember looking over at my shoulder at him, because I know who I am and I know what I'm made out of. And I think that a lot of people really kind of wobble and they're not really quite sure. They're still kind of trying to find their footing. And I looked at him and I said, I will be an Isagenics millionaire, because my girlfriend did two things. She cast, I said, how much are you making right now? She's like, I'm cycling 17 times. That's almost $1,000. I was busting my butt for 40 hours plus doing eyelash extensions. And I was barely making $1,000 cash. And I hurt, like the back of my head hurt, my fingers hurt. And I thought to myself, I can do it. If she can do it, I can do it. And so that was the first time that I really could like vision cast, but I forward spoke where we were going, and he knows me and he knows that I'm gritty. And he was like, oh man, he goes, Tanya, don't talk to our friends or family. I don't want to be those kind of people. So that's how we got started.
Wow. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. And it was that profound of results after 4 days that Jeremy literally wanted what you had.
Yes. And he's the biggest skeptic. He was a skeptic from the beginning for the products, and then big time for the opportunity. He was like, this is another one of those somethings.
Got it. Well, let me tell you, you spoke into existence that you would become an Isagenics millionaire, and you certainly have multiple times over, which I just want to say a massive congratulations.
Thank you.
Again, you've that casting of a vision that your friend did, the fact that 17 cycles was almost $1,000, you can do it, you can do it. Why is it so important to like cast a vision for your team member? Because in essence, she casted that vision for you. And I see you, you're constantly casting the vision. Now, so I'll let you answer that, because I have something else I want to ask.
My dad was a fisherman, Warren, and he always taught me, it's not what you can see on the top of the water when you cast out your fishing pole, it's what's going on underneath it. And so you're waiting for that bite so you can set your hook. And I feel like it's very much similar in giving that visual for vision casting, because that day I could really grab a hold of this thought of, if she could do it, I could do it. And I knew that everybody in this world is looking for both more time and more money. I don't care who you are. You know, so many people are like, oh, I'm not going to approach this person because, you know, they're financially set. But what they don't understand is that they're dying inside because they're miserable. They are so strapped for time, and they're not feeling, they're feeling on fumes. So I never prejudge anybody physically or financially. I stand for two things. This is my fuel, God and people. And I really feel that if you can connect someone's head to their heart and you find out what it is for them. Because at the time, yes, we were in financial duress because of the economy, and my husband was directly connected to that with equipment financing. He was so well respected in his industry. In the downturn of the economy, they came looking for him. And I remember looking at him. There's a couple of things, Warren. I forward speak where people are going. My sister is like, you know, she could have come in all ego and pride. She's older than I am. She has more experience than I did. And she said, she like hung on everything I said. And she goes, everything you said, you would catch that next little thing that was going to happen. And it totally did. And I said, yeah. But the thing about it is you rolled your sleeves up and you were gritty and you got to work, because that's how we were raised. And so being able to do that for other people, I say to them, what's going to make an epic impact in your financial blueprint today? Even this couple that I helped get started the other day, I have been, for 2 years, she owned the Pure Bar that I attended and since then sold it, had another baby. And I just spoke into her who Isagenix was, what it was about. Here we are 2 years later. Just kind of connect on social media. And when I follow up, it's not like, hey man, you should be on my team. Hey girl. Like, I don't approach people like that. I'm like, Nicole, you guys look awesome. Your Christmas pictures turned out great. How are you guys doing? I say nothing about Isagenix. Everybody knows, they're very well aware of what I do because I am a walking billboard. And so casting the vision for her, her and her husband were able to get started. And she goes, listen, I'm not interested in sharing. And I said, hey, I said the same thing, but I'm obligated to show you what's at your fingertips. And my goodness, the life that we're living, I'd be crazy not to. So I want you to know, when you help your husband, I didn't say if, you guys need to catch that. I did not say if. I said, when you help your husband open an account, maybe a sister, a best friend or whatnot, this is what's coming back to you. And I showed her the dollar figure. It's $450, and that doesn't even count for cycling, which you will more than definitely cycle at least once. So over $500 you're gonna get back. And by the time that we got off the phone, she gave me all the information. We turned her into an associate and she opened an account for her husband. She didn't open in the second one that week, but it cast a vision and it set the hook. Her husband was like, $450, what? And I'm like, yeah, because everybody eats. It's really that simple. And I cast a vision for the value pack. I'm like, do you know that there's a Kickstart cocktail in that value pack? You've got greens, your cleanse and Ionix, and I have that every single morning. It's called a Kickstart cocktail. And that comes in there too. And he's like, I love the idea of starting my day off right. I go, yeah, because it helps you stay satiated. You can't have the absorption that you need without all the minerals and the content, then, you know, eating those vitamins on board. Like, it's setting your whole day up for success.
You're saying a Kickstart cocktail, the cleanse, the greens, and the vitamins?
The cleanse, the greens, and the Ionix. You mix it all together and it tastes bomb. And that comes now, thank you God, in our value pack. When they called to say, what do you want in it? I was like, please put the greens in it. Please put the greens in it.
Oh, that's fantastic. So here's something that you mentioned that you say to everyone, like, what's going to have an epic impact in your finances? So even if I'm talking to you, I'm only interested in the products, you're still going to ask me that.
I'm still going to ask you. Okay. Could you really, I mean, even for us when we weren't earning, like, you know, we were cycling, I was earning like 3 to 5 cycles. My thought process was I was never staying there because there is everybody that eats. Our world is full of tons and tons of people. We're looking for both more time and both money. That's my belief. That's my posture. And I don't care if you're a 7-figure income earner. I guarantee you that if I could show you a way to give you more time in your day, that's going to be valuable to you. And then and my guess is if you're a 7-figure income earner, you're going to be open to other business opportunities. Why not? Why? When people get in the way of themselves, they're robbing. It's like they're holding this gift behind their back and they're not saying, let me unwrap all that you have at your fingertips. Because everybody goes grocery shopping, like my little grocery cart. Isn't he cute?
Oh, that's beautiful.
I'm like, it's such a great visual. And then everybody has to pay bills. Like, it goes one hand in hand. And I think the more difficult that we make it, the more uneven ground that we stand on. And people, my dad used to say, people have like a BS barometer and they just know.
Yes, absolutely. Now, when you're casting the vision for some of your new team members, because you mentioned with Trudy that you cast a vision and then that sort of happened. And then you cast another vision and something happened. So you're not casting this vision with this brand new person that, hey, you're going to be a Isagenics millionaire just like me. Give it 24 months. Boom, you're done. And like, you do it in bite-sized pieces.
The thing that I said to Trudy that really got her thinking when we met, because she was successful. She was successful in her network marketing career. She was successful in her own business that she owned. She was successful doing a TV segment. And I said to her, do you have to be present when you earn that though? Because I earn money when I sleep, because that's when our cycles pay out. You know, you go to bed at night and you wake up in the morning and you have all these cycles that have been paid out. And when I talk about cycles, you have to think about when you're talking to people, I think about talking to a kindergartner, because our mind works in bite-sized chunks. So I'm like, this is a cycle. You have, you know, these people are over here grocery shopping. Every time you get 600 business volume over here, and these people are grocery shopping, every time you get 300 business volume here, it collides together and shoots out to you $54. And they're like, I go, how often do you go grocery shopping? Well, how often do your friends go grocery shopping? Because every time they go grocery shopping, you have an opportunity to earn referral backs. And you have the opportunity to, you know, earn a percentage. Who wouldn't want that? Not to mention, I've never had a job where people are like, Tanya, you changed my life. You don't understand. I thought I was going to, you know, have to struggle the rest of my life. Like, sign me up for that job all day long, because I love those texts. And I love being able to help, you know, other leaders really see what they're gifted at. Instead of all the things that they're not, I help them vision and see what they're clearly good at. So I would say to you, Warren, that it is important to bite-sized chunk. It's, can I help you get your products paid for? What if we could do your products and a car payment? Would that be of value to you? What if we could do your products, a car payment, and a house payment? Would that take some stress off of you and your husband in any way? All right, your eyes are lighting up. What if you could earn an extraordinary income with this opportunity? Because let me tell you, everybody eats. And we have some of the best of the best. Intermittent fasting has been around for years and years and years. Would you like to hear more about it? Because you're setting yourself up for success not only today, but tomorrow and the next day. So in the next 30 days, what's your biggest goal? Okay, you want weight wellness, so you want to shed like 15 pounds, awesome. Oh, you'd like to pay for your next month's groceries. Let's go. I'm going to show you how to do it. I show everybody the you share, they share, repeat. And it's funny because when we would open a value pack, because that is what I work in, I'm so fired up that Isagenics is really shining the light on this pack because it's the highest retention and it gives you the most pleasurable experience cleansing. And, you know, all these snacking options, you got your nutritional insurance with the vitamins. And so you write it out. I mean, I wrote it out on the flap of the cardboard box. It doesn't have to be fancy. Those of us who really go to work to make it hard, you're going to find that's hard. When you go to work and just have like a regular conversation with someone because you're definitely all about serving them, it's not so hard. But you do have to have the conversation. And I find that so many people are like, oh my gosh, I just don't know what they're going to think of me. I'm like, what if you could have broke them free, physically broke them free financially? Would you really care what they thought? Because I think you're going to be loving the texts that you get that are like, thank you for changing my life. And don't you ever give someone the steering wheel that's going to drive you in the direction that you don't want to go. Like, you get to decide. I'll have people come to me all the time and I'm like, I can't control their people, places, or things, but I can control how I respond. And I get to decide where I spend my energy. And I loved what PETA talked about in, you know, the vision letter and writing that vision letter. And I love that she gave an example of it. This last week in Fast Track, I'm like, you guys need to take ownership of your vision letter. And they were like, we don't really understand. And I said, you know, if I were writing a vision letter for myself this year, I would really look at things like, how do I want to make a shift? Well, I want to talk about how I so enjoyed going to pick up my son, you know, once a week and take him to lunch. I'm cycling now more in my fourth center, because we don't have that yet. I'm cycling more in my fourth center than I ever dreamed possible in such a short amount of time. I love that I have found my true passion in serving others. I date my husband on a regular basis because Jeremy and I really want to like date and you know, really lean into that. You have to flex your physical, your spiritual, your mental, you know, your emotional, your work, space, muscle. And there's no such thing as balance. So So, you know, really like being really clear on what you want. I did that the first year in Isagenix and I hit every single one of them. So Jay and I are going to sit down and write our individual ones, and then we're going to write our one as a family. So that's what they did in Fast Track. So I think having a vision board, having a vision letter. And what was the other one I was going to say?
What you need right now.
Yeah, what do you need right now? 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, and a year. That's what we talk about. So 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, and 1 year. Because that's five. And people can normally give you five. Like, where do you see yourself?
So what details, when you're breaking that down, since we're talking about what you need right now, are we talking, are you having them put like 30 days, how many times they want to be cycling, 60, 90? Or what are you referring to? Are you referring to pay there?
So you can put it in physical or financial. And for every single person that we help get started, I'm like, you know what? Because I just talked to a guy, he works 2 weeks on an oil rig and 2 weeks off. That oil rig is on the East Coast and he lives here in Arizona with us. And so I said to him, ultimately, what's your like ultimate goal financially? Do you love what you do? You want to work on an oil rig forever? And he's like, no, I don't. I want to be home with my family. And I said, all right. And I was laughing because he's putting all sorts of concoctions together for these oil rig guys. And all of it is an Isagenix. Turmeric, you know, I'm like, that's an our brain boost. And so he was like, you're kidding me. I'm like, no, this is what you could give the guys. And then you don't have to like make your little T's and everything up. And I said to him, what is that dollar figure per year? He's like 80 grand. And I go, all right. So we got out the calculator and I took the $80,000 and I divided it by a cycle. And I was like, you need to be cycling 28 times a week. And I got to tell you, that's a drop in the bucket if you're willing to talk of thousands of conversations and really help a ton of people open Freedom Wholesale accounts with this company. He's like, I can do this. I said, you're going to have to borrow my belief, because he wanted to piecemeal everything out in the catalog. So you have to borrow my belief when it comes to this, because you're not going to understand it until you actually are in motion doing it. And I won't let you start with anything else other than a value pack. Because if you're coming to me for both the product, the physical freedom, and the financial freedom, what I start you out with is what you will confidently start other people out with. It just is. So if you're coming to me for both of that, I need you to hear me the reason why. You need to cleanse. You need to experience what that's like, because then you will feel confident and you will feel congruent when you're talking to other people to help get them set up. And he was like, okay, I'm tracking. And I said, even if you don't get it now, borrow my belief, see the track record, and let's go. And at the end of the day, you've got 30 days to prove me wrong. You got 30 days. You can return the entire pack. And I love hearing that, you know, returns are like real slim in Isagenix, because people have the best of the best experience. They're not sending it back. It's like gold.
Yeah, absolutely not. I mean, that's really powerful. I love how you dig in. And you touched on, so the three key things about this vision casting, you like to have people do a vision board, mm-hmm. right? And we've heard about that, where you're actually putting images, it may be a holiday, images of Fiji, or it may be surfing pictures. It could be whatever moves you.
And yeah, I have to say this really fast. Rachel Thomas at our first Fast Track said she was going to be barefoot in Bali. And that's where she was last year. She was barefoot in Bali. And nice. She said, Tanya, I put that on my first vision board in your house at the Fast Track. And I'm like, I know. And she got to go do it. So it was really cool. And so, sorry, I interrupted. But the third one is having that visual. Because I told them, when you open your account, they're opening it this week, you need to have a sticky, whatever color you want. Mine were pink because I love the color. And I put 100 cycles everywhere. In my underwear drawer, on my vanity, where I drove, by where I do dishes. You have to have that physical. I mean, like, you could put it on the back of your phone.
Okay, so with that guy, let's reference that guy that works, goes 2 weeks out working in on the oil rigs. What would you have him putting on a sticky? So you've had him cast the vision. He needs to get to 28 cycles a week. Is it 28 cycles all over the place?
Yes.
That's the number. So basically, when you're vision casting, when you're working with your team members, you're sort of taking their 12-month goal, not the 30, 60, 90, or 6 months. It's the 12-month goal, whatever those cycles are, and they're posted everywhere. In the bathroom, in the kitchen. You want, let the world see it.
Yeah, on the back of the potty, like, they're everywhere. Lindsay Wainia did this. She's number one in the President's Quest. She was, I think, number one 2 years running. Like, she's an amazing leader, and she's gritty, and she rolls her sleeves up. And I was like, what's that, you know, where's your cycle? And she's like, this is brilliant. And then she's doing it, and her whole team is starting to do it. She, like, holds them accountable. Her goals become, or their goals become her goals. And I love that. You can never, and I always tell people, listen, I can never want your physical goal or your financial goal more than you. So I'll help you along the way, but you got to want it. You've got to want it. And there are going to be days that you don't feel like doing it, because it's not sexy getting up and doing the same minutia all the time. It's not. And if people are like chasing like that high of something different all the time, maybe this isn't for you, because it is helping people over and over and over again. And I just like to tell them that up front and manage like what their thought process is, because when you like make it something it isn't, then all of a sudden people are like, this is hard. Oh my gosh, this person like really hurt my feelings. And you allow people to downshift your dream. And I want them to know up front, you have to take ownership of it. I can cast as many visions as I want for you, but until you put action behind it, it's just going to be this dream, this vision that's out there. You have to do the work to get there. But what other company, Warren, could you work your tail off and get paid infinitely, and they don't cut off any of that? Like, you just get another center, and then you get another center, and then you get another. I've heard leaders be like, oh my gosh, when I get my reentry, it's so hard. And I'm like, why is it so hard? Or have you gone up and touched the bar of that financial greatness? It scared the crap out of you, and so you like done touch it again. So it's not hard. It's not hard unless you make it hard. Because last time I checked, people still go grocery shopping all the time.
I love you. That is so beautiful. So, okay, so we have the vision board. We have, what do you need like right now? And sort of like that 60, 90, 6 month and 1 year goal, and the stickies are all over the place. Got it. You also spoke about a vision letter. You referenced Peter Kelly. Some people don't know what you're talking about. Oh. Real briefly, what does that look like? If we're working with 10 individuals right now, just speak into what you would have them do for their vision letter.
So when I first got started, I listened to Susan's podcast all the time, and she talked about this vision letter that she wrote, and she wrote her goals down as though she'd already achieved them. She talked about going to Italy and what she saw, the smells of the food, what it tasted like, who was with her, what it sounded like, and how she felt so fulfilled because she knew she had worked really hard to achieve this goal. And I thought to myself, it was almost like she was writing a diary entry after she had already gone and done it. So when people ask me, what's a vision letter? I'm like, it's like a love letter to yourself, like an expression of what you already, like if you could dream it up in your head, the vision is your senses. So, you know, taste, you see it, you touch it, you smell it, you hear it, all of these things. If you can write that in a vision letter where it becomes so tangible, it connects your head and your heart. You've already seen it. You've now seen it over and over in your head. And it's not just writing it and doing it that one time. It's reading it almost daily. I did this, you know, for Jeremy and I, you get to a point where you're like, man, I kind of feel guilty. Like, what else do we need? Well, I'd love to pay off the house that we bought my mom. So, you know, in my vision letter this year, it's going to say, I mean, how cool is that? My sister and I were able to help buy my mom a house. Like, that's cool. So like, being able to put in there, you know, so excited, worked really and aligned with my sister on so many areas, paid my mom's house off. Like, that fires me up. So you have to think about when you're talking to people too, it's not always like about them, because sometimes it's not money for people. It's just not. It's what they can do with the money. And that really fires me up. We had a team member that her dentures broke, the top of her dentures broke right down the middle. And she was crying. She didn't want to come to one of the events because she had to super glue her dentures. And I looked at Jeremy, who was sitting next to me in the office, and I was like, babe, I asked her how much their teeth were. They were like, she was short like $550. Can we buy the dentures? Because I can't imagine not having teeth. And we were in a place where we could have the conversation if we were going to buy her teeth. And our oldest daughter, Bailey, was like, Mom, that was like a defining moment. You helped buy someone teeth. Like, that's a big deal. It's not like a Louis Vuitton bag. You helped someone buy teeth. Like, that's that's so cool as your kid to see that. So you have to meet people where they are and figure out, you know, is it helping somebody else out? Is it going and serving physically there? We go as a team and do Feed My Starving Children. We're doing all sorts of service projects around here. And that really drives a lot of people. Sometimes it's not money, but it's what they can do with the money. So make sure you're asking the question and then helping them cast that vision.
It's the community that you're creating that's so magical. It's people want to be part of what's going on. And we created that in Nanaimo between the Jilkses, the Owens, and the Crashes, and the Lances. I mean, we'd have this, call it a launch party, cocktail reception, a sip and sample, whatever title you want to give it. But we'd have people come over to one of the four homes, and just the energy, just the vibe, people just wanted to be part of what was going on. It didn't matter whether it was drinking shakes or not. That wasn't what it was about. They just wanted to be part of our community. And that's what I see you and Jeremy creating. And that's part of what's so special is you do have to interact with your team. You got to make it where it's fun to be together. So absolutely love that.
Thank you. One last
question with that letter. Are you casting it like sort of that's like a 12-month letter? Again, the stickies are 12 months. The letter's 12 months. Okay, perfect.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, and the stickies, if you have someone that's like, so this gentleman, right, he needs to earn it fast. But if you have someone, you put 5 cycles on it. You put 5 cycles on the sticky. They do it, and then they take the stickies out, and then they put 15 cycles on it, right? So you stair-step them. But if I have somebody who's like, no, like this is my massive goal, I'm like, all right, are you ready? Because it's going to take you some time and a lot of conversations and serving a lot of people to get there. So bite-sized chunk it out. I wouldn't always put like 28 cycles, bam, when someone first starts. Normally it's like 5, you get to 15, and then you kind of go from there. The other thing too, Warren, I posted in Isogenics Business was I did a training. I was a 4-star at the time in our house. It was before my sister started. And I underlined on this page, like where I was, so many people don't even know how they get paid in Isogenics. It kind of boggles Jeremy and I. We're like, what? So I wrote it out. This is what you get paid at 1-star, you know, per year. This is, and these are the cycles. This is what you get paid for 2-star. Here's the cycles. And then this is your pay. And I underlined where we were, but I said, but we're not stopping here. I remember in my kitchen saying, but we're not stopping here because this compensation plan is so generous. And I would take that sheet and I like walked it upstairs and put it in my bedroom because I didn't want to ruin it so I could use it over and over for trainings because it took me a while to write it out. I had no idea that I had vision cast for not only myself, but Jeremy, because we went to bed every night staring at all those cycles and all the financial opportunity that you could do with it. And so I posted it and said, I didn't even realize when we were staring at it the whole time. If that's what it is for you, you have to understand, even if money is not your driver, you got to see it and you got to understand it, like break it down.
Yes, without a doubt. Last question before I let you go. And I know we could go all night. I mean, this is so fun. It seems like it's just been 5 minutes. But when you're at a launch party or a sip and sample or whatever title someone chooses to give it, because people do it a little differently. But when you're at a launch party and you have a group of women and guys over, how do you typically cast the vision of what's available? I'm sure you're going to talk a little bit, but just let us hear your words. Imagine we have a house of 12 or 14 people, and you're now going to sort of cast the vision of what's available to link arms with us.
I do that when I answer the door. Every person that comes into my house, I hug them. They go to like put their hand out, and I'm like, I'm a hugger, bring it in. And sometimes you get people that are like super stiff, and they're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, hey, welcome to our house. We're so excited to have you here. Go in, you can get a bottle of water, make yourself comfortable. We have music playing. When I start, I say, listen, I want you guys to know we are real people. Welcome to our house. When was the last time you went grocery shopping? And when you referred someone to that grocery store, did you get an amazing bonus for it? How about like your hair salon? How about a restaurant, a movie that you went to? And people are going to be like, no. I'll tell them, I helped someone, my carpet cleaning, I referred over $80,000 worth of business to him in 1 year. He never came back and said, hey man, let me clean your carpets for free. Thank you so much for $80,000 worth of referrals. So if I could show you a way tonight to really open your minds that everybody eats and that we are an amazing company because we're direct to consumer. We took out all the minutia and the middleman because we know that you're going to really love these amazing products. And we also understand that, you know, our friends and family love, know, and trust us, just like the person who brought you here today. So we're going to ask if you guys would all be willing to be open. Are you willing to be open? And they're going to be like, yeah, because you've now asked like 3 enrolling questions and they're so used to being like, yeah. So you're like, are you going to be open? They're like, yeah. And they didn't even know what they said yes to, but they're so open because they're just, they've given you those, all those yeses. We talk about the story. So we'll have people come up and share their story. Men, women, medical people, you name it. And then we'll talk about the 5 pillars of health. I love talking about INX and make everybody laugh all the time and be like, and you know, because the men that are there that are like, I can't believe my wife drug me here. Like, they're my favorite. People are like, oh my gosh, this guy was freaking me out. He was in the back of the room. You could totally tell you didn't want to be there. And I'm like, what do you tell yourself in that moment? Do you tell yourself like, holy crap, that guy doesn't want to be here? Because I tell myself, I love people like you. I'm going to squeeze you and just like, you're going to get this. Because I've had it a million times, right? Where they're like so hardcore and then they're the ones that need it the most. And I'm like, all you guys that have got your arms crossed and you're like, whatever, women, why did you bring me here? When your wife is chasing you around the bedroom and you want to know what's in this stuff, you give me a call back. I'll break down what's in the Ionix because it might have a little bit of an aphrodisiac in it. And they're like, oh my gosh. Like, it's really fun. Like, you have fun with it. And then when my sister joined in, she's like, Tanya, you should make shakes. And I was like, no. Because my belief was if you didn't really know like how good they were for you, you might not like really love how they tasted. She showed me how to make 3 amazing bomb recipes. So now we're in there. We're doing drawings. People are having so much fun. They're tasting the shakes. They're like, ooh, that was so good. Did you like that one? Oh, I want to try that bar. And now you've got like this vibe going. We tell them, thank you so much for coming to our house. We're going to be walking around the house because there's enrollment forms. We know people are so fired up to get started, and we can't wait to help come alongside and support them. We forward speak as though they've already opened their account. And you know, Warren, 98.9% will either open an account that night or within the next 2 weeks. And then they're asking, when are you going to have another one of those things? Because I want to bring my friends to it. And as you know, top leaders in this company, we're still hosting these every month at our house. Every month, we're having one tomorrow night. And I have people that are like flying in and they're like, hey, I've got another aunt or someone. Are you still doing it? I'm like, bring them on. We say you have to bring a guest in order to come because our house is only so big. So like for the Isogenics groupies who love to come just because they love the community, God bless them and I love them dearly. But I want to have enough room for everybody who's, you know, building that opportunity as well. So we tell them, hey, wait for, you know, the next fun something. But this is like, you got to have someone to share Isogenics with to come. And that really, you'd be surprised. People are like, man, I got to find someone because I don't want to miss out.
And they will. And they will. Absolutely, they will.
Yeah.
That's so beautiful. Now, for you talk about the 5 pillars. Do you hint at all at the launch party about the money?
Oh, yes. So at the end of that, I will. Okay, so love that I don't have to know everything. And I, even though I love speaking, that's like a love of mine. I press play. I learned that a long time ago. So in order for our team to do these and have great success, they have to press play. So we press play and watch them do the you share, they share, repeat. And then we talk about it again. I'm like, hey guys, this is how you get your groceries, your premium groceries paid for. You share, they share, repeat. I'm going to throw in this video really fast. Take a look at it. Eric is one of the co-founders of the company. Love him. He's a very dear friend, and he's going to walk you through it. That video is actually based on, we did a video with stick figures, and then I added everything up on the side. It was in a value pack slideshow that I had done, and I love it because Isogenics did it really similar because it's really easy to just see all the add-ins on the side. And it breaks it down. Then we come in, and I'm like, listen, who do you know? Because we do these once a month. Bring them back. And I think that really sets people up for success. And here's the other part of this too. You know, we talk about a community. Well, the teams have grown so big. My sister has her community. Nicole has her community. We've got Terry has her community. So you can't like take it personal. Like you're like, that's so awesome. If I can help you in any way, awesome. But you don't take it personal. And you hang out with the people that you choose to hang out with. And you know, hang with leaders, go have dinner, spend your together time then. But celebrate when they're like, I think I can do this. I'm going to do my own health and wellness event. One of the girls just bought a house and she's like, Tanya, my husband and I were talking about it because they've been coming to ours for the last couple of months. And she's like, we think we're going to start our own. I'm like, right on. If there's anything I can help you. And I'm like, I'm going to buy him a tablecloth, so like a housewarming, you know, present for Isogenics tablecloth so they can do their own. These leaders that get so like flustered because they're like, oh my gosh, they're going to go do their own and I'm going to be left behind. Get over it, because that's what you want. Fly.
That's absolutely right. Oh my goodness, Tanya. I love how you cast the vision and how you just speak into it. You've got me all excited, and you're right. Arlene and I've committed. One of our commitments for 2018 is to get back to doing a launch party every month in our house as well.
And oh, that's so amazing.
You just got me fired up to push the envelope, girl. I just absolutely love it.
Thank you.
It's always, always a treat to hear your words, right? Opening that wholesale freedom account. It's just, and what I'd really encourage everyone to do is listen to this recording again, because it and take notes. I mean, I've taken pages of notes here, and it's your languaging. It's no different than Herb Cepeda or Susan Sly or these other dynamic leaders. It's the languaging that makes all the difference, because we all have the same products. We all have the same compensation plan. I mean, it's all there, but the only difference is us, and it's what you choose to do with it. Tanya and Jeremy chose to roll up their sleeves, listen to the podcast. She said that over and over again, and practice it. You can fail forwards. It's okay. I mean, be honest, Tanya, have you fallen down and bumped your knees a few times?
Oh my gosh, yes. And we've had health and wellness events where I was like, oh man, that just did not go over. We did our fast track last week and I did not feel good. I ended fast track a half hour early. I didn't even realize it. And I got in the car and I was so hard on myself. I was like, oh, I should have said that. And we should have done this. And I should have given more time there. And at the end of the day, I did the best I could with how I felt in that moment. And you have to be just not like, you can't beat yourself up about it. You have to get up, dust yourself off, and know that you get a chance to start over every, you know, 24 hours. We get another chance to start over and start the day fresh. So it is what it is. I mean, my dad used to say that all the time. My sister and I joke about it now, because we would be like, it is what it is. And she's like, oh man, dad is smiling down from heaven. And I'm like, yep. Our parents taught us how to be gritty and how to not let other people's opinions or failing forward define us. Because that's in those moments. I'm reading a book right now, or I just read a book, we're doing it fast track, called The Power of Healthy Tension. And it meant so much to me to know that there's no island out here labeled here. There's greatness in knowing the polarities and asking yourself, what is the higher purpose? And so that's been something I've been able to teach. I love to soak in stuff, Warren, and then regurgitate it back out and teach it to other people. It fires me up. Learn how to be a teacher. If you know what's working, don't save it and tuck it away. Teach it. And you'll see like your team just expand and grow and turn around and do the same.
Absolutely. Well, again, Tanya, thank you so much for your time this evening. If anyone wants to get the recording, you can go to takeactionteam.com. Katie will post the link there. You can also go to Podomatic, follow Take Action Team, and every week the podcasts get published there. Or on YouTube, you can search Take Action Team and you'll be able to get a copy of this recording. So, Tanya, have an absolute blessed week.
Thank you for having me.
See you soon. Okay.
Bye.
Good night, everyone.